Welcome everybody, Shir number 1207. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zis, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, the Refuah Shleima Miriam Reizel Basdina. Getting back to our Malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the subject of brushing, combing in general, and we established the fact, of course, that one is absolutely not allowed to brush or comb their hair on Shabbos. I just want to sort of like sum it up, the whole subject. But the Igris Moshe, he brings down in Ur Chaim Chelik Beis. Okay, Ur Chaim Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Ches. So he talks about the subject is using a brush or comb on Shabbos, and of course he says like this. He sums it up at the end. Does Rav Moshe Zechut Tzadik Livracha, he says like this: Koytzer Adover Shel Lisreik is Osir. To comb is combing one's hair is Osir. Af be brush, even to use a brush. Combing, brushing, it's all the same. Not allowed to be done on Shabbos. He says Lasakin Kitsas, like we mentioned from the Mishabura, to fix it up a little. If somebody wants to just fix up the hair a little bit, it's a little bit unraveled or whatever from sleeping, whatever, so Lasakin Kitsas will fix it up a little. He said will be mutter be brush shel sa'aris. Only if it's a brush of hairs, meaning like a very soft, like a baby brush we spoke about a pig's hair brush last time. It has to be an extremely soft brush. Veloy b'masrik, but not with now with a comb. So a regular brush and a regular comb, one cannot even fix up their hair a little bit. In other words, to touch it up a little bit. And he says, also says, Rav Moshe, at the end of our brush, yihyeh miyuchad rak l'shabbos. And you have to make sure that this brush, this extremely soft brush, like a baby hair's brush, has to be miyuchad for Shabbos. Yes, only specifically for Shabbos. He goes into the various different reasons over here. We're not going to go through the whole tshuva. V'yesh liyachad l'chadchila brush she'ene roi l'srika. And it should be, he said one should lechatchila be miyached a brush, set aside a brush that one doesn't use, one can't really use for regular brushing or regular combing. And Rav Moshe ends off at the end, vimkosh, if it's hard, lahasig yichoyla, it's hard to get such a brush, but lamaisa lahasig yichoyla liyached kol brush, you could use any brush, in other words, to miyached, to be miyached, any brush, to set aside any brush, ha'osumis aris, that's, you know, made out of hair, soft hair, is a soft, very soft brush. You could be miyachid it, you know, set it aside specifically. This will be sort of quote unquote my Shabbos brush. Number one, it's very soft. Number two, it's my Shabbos brush. Yeah, rak l'Shabbos for Shabbos. Avol rak l'sakin ma'at. But the point is over here only to fix up, to touch up the hair a little bit. Even such a soft brush, and even though you're miyachid it's special for Shabbos, you can't use it in the regular way. You just touch up the hair a little bit here and there. Okay, so I just want to sum up the whole subject from Rab Simcha Ben Kohn Shlitz's Sefer Shabbos Home, page 162. We spoke about it. We brought down from the Sefer Shalom and Tes Malachas. We also want to sum it up because it's a very it's something that comes up every week, right? A person sleeps, they get up, and especially a girl is not married, the hair is whatever uncovered, and they wake up and the hair is all over a mess. How am I going to go outside? What, when, and where? So we want to just sum it up. It's an important thing to get it straight from the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 162. He says like this: it's forbidden on Shabbos to engage in any activity that inevitably removes even a single hair from the body. The following are some of these activities, right? Brushing or combing hair. That's, we understand that by now. He says it's absolutely forbidden, 100% also to brush or comb one's hair or beard for that matter. Okay, I just want to stress that also, not just the hair, but it's absolutely forbidden to brush or comb one's hair or beard. A man has a beard, right? And also there may be, it's not always as bad as the hair, but they wake up and their beard is all over the place. They want to just comb it or brush it a little bit. It should be in place. You cannot do that either. So it's absolutely forbidden, 100% also to brush or comb one's hair or a man's beard on Shabbos with a brush or comb that has hard bristles. Okay. This applies equally to men and to women. He goes on to say, since all people have some loose hair or some knotted hair, brushing and combing with a hard bristled implement inevitably pulls out some hair in violation of the malacha of Goizeis, our malacha of Goizeis shearing. So he goes on further to say, it's permitted, however, to straighten out hair with one's fingers, like we mentioned. You could take your fingers, it is allowed to run your fingers through your hair to straighten it out a little bit. Okay, we got that straight. If use of a brush is permitted, I'm sorry, the use of the brush is permitted only if the following three conditions are met. Okay, so what we spoke about in the last couple of shiurim, summing it up, you need three conditions to use a brush or comb. But again, we want to keep in mind, you have your fingers, Baruch Hashem, Gesundheit, you're running through your hair and you're good to go. But if somebody feels they must use a brush, you need three conditions. Here they are. He says, number one, the brush must have very soft bristles, right? Like we said, a baby brush, a baby hair's brush. We said a pig's hair brush. So the brush must have very soft bristles that give way when they meet resistance. Okay, that's the point. Because if it's a hard bristle brush or a comb, as you go, they meet resistance and keep on pulling out hairs, which is also to do on Shabbos. Even though one does not have a mind to do it, it's what we call, again, a psikresh. It happens automatically. Okay, so the brush must have very soft bristles that give way when they meet resistance. Thus, when they encounter a knot, the person will realize it and will refrain from applying pressure. Right, they hit a knot, they hit a hard part of the hair where it's a little bit stuck or whatever, and you push through, that's it, you're pulling out hairs. Okay, and it's being done even without that, so one has to keep in mind. So that's condition number one. It has to be extremely soft bristles, number one. Number two, condition number two, one may not brush forcefully or excessively. Good, I have this soft brush, I have this very soft hair brush, the baby brush, how could I use it? So again, he says, condition number two, one may not brush forcefully or excessively, since even the brush with soft bristles will inevitably pull out loose hairs if applied forcefully or excessively. And even with that, he says, only a few light strokes are permitted. Again, you can't use this soft hair brush the regular way. Only a few light strokes are permitted, even though these strokes may be insufficient to make the hair appear perfectly groomed, right? These few light strokes, they won't do the trick, as they say in English. But still, that's all you could do because of Shabbos. So only a few light strokes are permitted, even though these strokes may be insufficient to make the hair appear perfectly groomed. Okay. That's condition number two. Now, condition number three, the soft bristled brush. You have the soft bristled brush. Fine, no problem. And again, it's like a baby brush, a pig's hair brush. Now, and I'm only going to do it very softly. I understand. I'm not going to brush it the regular way. I'll do it very softly. Gone. What else do I need? The condition number three, the soft bristle brush may be set aside specifically for Shabbos use. The soft bristle brush must be set aside specifically for Shabbos use. Not maybe. It must be set aside for specifically for Shabbos use. In other words, you have to be miyachadit, like we saw in the Igros Moshe. In the Mishnah Berurah, using the same brush on Shabbos that one uses every day is forbidden, even though you'll say, well, what do you mean? It's a soft brush. You can't use the same brush you use every day. It's forbidden because it's considered uvda d'chol. We saw that in the Mishnah Berurah, uvda d'chol, which is considered, quote-unquote, a weekday activity, which is uvda d'chol, whatever. It's a little bit, it goes throughout the Olam HaTes Malach. We're not going to get into exactly what it's all about right now, but it's a specific action that's done, that looks like a weekday action. But it's hard to say what, when, and where, but certain times Chazal told us this thing is uvda d'chol, so then it's uvda d'chol. So in this case with the brush, even though it's a soft brush, even though you use it lightly, it's uvda d'chol. You have to have a separate brush set aside, the soft brush for Shabbos. So then he just finishes off. One must note, though, he says one must note that although brushing hair is generally permitted under these three conditions, if an individual, and the Sefer Olam HaTes Malachos brings that down also in the back, which we did not mention, very important point, if an individual knows that even a soft bristle brush tends to pull out some of their hair, or even a single hair, not some of their hair, even a single hair, he or she is forbidden to brush their hair at all on Shabbos. Okay, so that's a very, very important point. Even though you have the three conditions, let's go over again the three conditions. Number one, it has to be extremely soft brush, like a pig's hair brush, baby brush. Number two, even with the soft hair brush, it has to be done extremely lightly, just a few light strokes. Number two. Number three, it has to be set aside specifically for Shabbos. And with all that, we said, if somebody knows, even though, right, somebody knows that it's soft bristle brush, I set it aside, I'm doing it lightly. A soft bristle brush tends to pull out some of the hairs. So then the person, he or she, is taka also to brush at all on Shabbos. Okay, and then we said, of course, the way to get out of this is one to use their fingers, just to run their fingers through the hair and straighten out the hair. Thank you for listening. Hatzlocha and bracha. Kol tuv.